Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend John Harrison back on the show. We have him back today for a number of reasons. Number one, he's very smart. We don't want to go very long without having him share his wisdom with us and his knowledge and experience with us. That's for sure. But also, it just so happens that we're wrapping up Black History Month, and John's been with us already once this year, this month already, but I want him to come back and help us wrap that up, and he's just the guy to do that. He's the author of Fighting Back. That's an outstanding novel I encourage you to check out. Also, Making Mammon Serve You, a biblical money manual for money mastery. That's associated with his certified financial planning world. He's also an ordained minister, and he's our good friend, John. Welcome back.
Great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So, John, we know about Brexit. That's when Britain's exiting the Eurozone. We know about the other one where the prince and the princess are leaving. I forgot what they call that, Mexit or something like that. But now there's something called Blexit. Tell us what that is.
Well, Blexit is an acronym sort of they stumbled into talking about a potential exodus of black voters from the Democratic Party.
Wow. And
it's an interesting thing because
a seismic tectonic shift, wouldn't it?
It would be a real game changer for a very long time. And the background is interesting because, you know, in presidential elections since 1976, Republicans have gotten an average of 10% of the black vote.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes less. John McCain got 4% in 2008.
Wow.
But there's a little-known fact. Way back in 1976, Jesse Jackson spoke to the Republican National Committee and was so estranged from the Democrats that he told the Republicans the black vote was up for grabs if they felt like pursuing. Not a whole lot happened, but that year, Gerald Ford, the Republican candidate against Carter, got 17% of the black vote.
Wow.
That's the highest a Republican has gotten
in modern age. But still lost.
But still lost, right.
But no, you're right. So, that's an internal number that's significant.
Yeah. So back in 2018, an activist named Candace Owens started
this
Blexit movement.
Yeah, I know her.
And they even had a logo that turned out to be designed by Kanye West. And you know all the reverberations from when West met with President Trump and everyone was all up in arms. I look at it as here's a celebrity with a huge platform who sort of gave younger black voters permission to consider things that their parents never considered.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, along with the fact that there are other things pushing black voters as a
economic issues. The statistics show that the wage gains and the employment opportunity for every element of the black community is up.
Absolutely, better than they in some categories better than they have ever been.
Ever.
So you combine that with the fact that the Democratic Party is morally farther to the left than it has ever been in any kind of a big way. Considering nominating an avowed socialist for the presidential thing, some of the positions that they're going to take aren't going to fly particularly well within the conservative sections of the black community.
Well, and especially
average church going.
Especially some of the things that are going on with abortion. I mean, the black community is nothing if not a Christian community, right?
Exactly. As a group. Probably more religious than most demographics that you can point at.
Right.
And so when you have people running on a platform of more abortions for climate justice, doesn't really fly well. So you put all those things together. If Donald Trump can end up getting more black support than Ford did back in 76, that could be enough to swing the election,
no question.
Even if everything else goes, you know.
Let me ask you a question. As a black person, when you hear the Democrats identify every little tweak of anything as being a racist, climate racism, jaywalking race. I'm being silly. I mean, everything. It's like they're finding racism is everything. How does that land on the black community? Is that not sound like pandering?
For most people, I think undoubtedly it's eye-rollingly bad pandering. It's, you know, I caught parts of the most recent Democratic debate in preparatory to the South Carolina vote. And, you know, you had a stage full of mostly older white guys all lecturing me on how hard it was to be black.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I don't think that's going to fly. I think that's going to contribute to Blexit. We're going to talk some more about this with our good friend John Harrison after the break. 20 Till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.